are listening to the Devoted Dreamers podcast, and I'm your host, Merit Onsa. I believe God has an unfolding plan for your life, a God-shaped dream just for you. But so much gets in the way, right? Fear, comparison, imposter syndrome. What if I mess this up? You are not alone in those feelings, and I'm so glad you're here for season 8. Keep listening to gain some transformational tools that will help you release the lies so that you can freely show up in the world, offering your gifts, leaning on God in your weaknesses, and serving His kingdom with the dream He's given you. Hey, Devoted Dreamer. Welcome. This is episode 192. And before we get to the interview, are you here today because you know you've got a dream inside you? If your journey at all resembles the journey I've taken to my God-shaped dream, I'm guessing maybe you have felt or feel right now stuck, a bit unable to move forward. I've described this in the past as like my feet feel like they're held fast in concrete or quicksand, and every little move I try to make yields little to no noticeable progress, or at least that's what it feels like. If you identify with that, I have got something new just for you to help you take the next step in your God-shaped dream. This month, I'm opening up 3 1-hour dream consultation spots, no matter the stage you're in with your God-shaped dream. Because I know we're all in a little bit of a different place depending on life stage and certainty and whatever other responsibilities we have going on. But I want you to listen to these 3 stages and see if any of them resonate with where you feel like you are right now. And then after I go through the stages, I'll talk about that consultation. Okay, so stage 1, you're just dreaming right now. It's kind of still a little bit foggy. You're not exactly sure, like the clarity hasn't fully come to fruition yet. And you're asking questions like, what did God make me for? What's my purpose? And how does it connect to the things that I've already lived through and experienced in my life? And then how, once I figure this out, how do I go for it boldly with Jesus? That's stage 1. Or maybe stage 2. You've been thinking about your dream for a little while now. It has some shape and form to it. And the thoughts about the dream just keep coming up. Like you can't even shove them aside because you're like just spontaneously percolating, bubbling up these ideas about the dream. But you haven't taken the steps to really make it real, to commit to it. Maybe you haven't even said it out loud to anyone yet, not even close friends. And you want to move forward, but you're not sure how. But you are sure that you don't want to stay where you are right now, that you're not meant to stay where you are right now. That's stage 2. Or it's quite possible you are in stage 3. You've already started to move toward your dream, to do a little bit of work on it. You've got some clarity on where you want to go and what the dream is, but you keep getting discouraged, hitting roadblocks. You feel alone. You're wondering if you actually have what it takes to even do this thing in the first place. That's stage 3. Okay, so here's what I've got for you. My 1-hour dream consultations can get you on your way, no matter which of those stages of dreaming you're in. Priced at just $175, you get 1 hour with me on Zoom with focused concentration on your dream. And I'm going to have you fill out some information so we don't spend any of that time with you kind of filling in the blanks for me. We get on a call and then we work on what are the next steps you can take to actually make some progress. Our time together is designed just for you and the stage you're at in this process. And you're going to walk away with a plan and 2 weeks of unlimited text or email support from me as you begin to implement. If you've been wondering what it's going to take for you to move forward with your dream, and you are ready to do just that, book a dream consultation with me. Here's the link. It's bit.ly/dreamconsultation. I cannot wait to hear from you. Okay, now I want to introduce today's guest. Yolanda King is a life and confidence coach and the host of the She's Called and Confident podcast. With 6 years of social work experience, she has helped women overcome life obstacles and trauma to beat the odds and accomplish success. Yolanda is passionate in leading Christian women out of their insecurities and breaking through their upper limits to create a life and career they love. Yolanda believes that everyone has a story and a calling that is going to make a difference in this world. Can you see why I wanted her to come on the podcast? We are so like-minded. Anyway, here's a little glimpse of my takeaways from this conversation. Takeaway number one, your healing and wholeness is a priority. If you're still holding on to hurts from your past, it is worth it to spend the time to do the work with Jesus to find healing. Takeaway number two, you can embrace your story no matter the details. Instead of hiding from it or trying to shove it under the rug, God is going to use it for your good and His glory, and you can be assured of that. Takeaway number three, a reminder straight from Scripture, from Philippians, that God is going to complete the work He has begun in you, and that it is true even if it feels like your dream is dead. Just wait. He is a God of resurrection. Okay, I'm not going to share any more details. I want you to hear it straight from her. Here's my interview with Yolanda King. Hey, Devoted Dreamers. Thanks for listening today. So glad you're here with us. And I am talking to Yolanda King. Yolanda, how are you today?
Hey, Merit. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's so good to get to finally chat with you after I got to be a guest on your podcast, She's Called and Confident. So I don't remember how long ago that was, a couple months, right?
Yeah, it's been a couple months.
Yeah. So finally, we're getting to connect here. And I just wanted to bring you on the show because I feel like we have such just kind of linked hearts in our desire to point women back to Jesus and to be able to identify like what they were made for and called to do with their lives. And so would you just start off our conversation talking about your own God-shaped dream and what that has looked like for you?
Wow. It's definitely been a journey, Merit. I'm not going to sugarcoat any of it. But even to the point where I am right now with my business, She's Called and Confident, I'm just in awe of some of the hurts, the crushing, the pruning, the ups and the highs and the valleys and the mountain hills and everything that God has really brought me, and a lot of other women as well as they pursue their dream. But for me, the definition of my dream right now is drastically different from what it was a few years ago, which is crazy to even think about it. And I remember when you asked me, it just kind of like took me off guard because I was like, I didn't realize that my dreams have shifted and my dreams have changed. But as of right now, I feel a burden. I feel a calling to impact the next generation of Jesus-loving women, to unapologetically really step into the fullness of their calling, into the fullness of who they are in Christ, and feeling whole inside and out, dealing with their traumas and their hurts, but really embracing and owning the story that God has gifted them for them to be able to make a kingdom difference in this world. And I could just dream of just impacting hundreds. And by the grace of God, in Jesus' name, I will impact 1,000 women.
Oh my gosh. Or more. I think more.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit more about that piece of like, because this has really been on my heart a lot lately as well, of dealing with our hurts and our wounds and the things in our past that the enemy wants to use to keep us and our dreams under wraps. We talk about what that has looked like for you and what the process is that you see women going through to work through that.
Absolutely. It all starts with really making the decision that you want to embrace your story and owning your story, because everybody has gone through different stories, different things in their life. Some stories involve childhood trauma. Some stories involve mistakes that somebody has done or, or, or acting in a profession that they don't want to, and they wish like they could just brush it under the carpet and not really expose themselves. But the reality is that God has allowed us to live every single story for a reason. And that every time something happens in my life or in somebody else's life, I kind of like tell them like, pause, God allowed this to happen. What kind of lesson can we learn from this? And I'll share a tiny bit of a story that I haven't really shared that much for the respects of my family, But I grew up in a first generation home. My father's side is from El Salvador. They migrated here, and you know, my father grew up with a lot of trauma in El Salvador, and then my mom grew up in a multi-generational abuse home environment. And so I grew up in a broken environment and did not grow up with my parents, because as a matter of fact, I was removed from my mom's care due to some abuse and neglect. And so I grew up with a lot of different insecurities, not feeling really worthy of having a home. Like I wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until like the age of like 9 or 10 where I really found God. But I found God, like I found God because of what had happened to me. So the person that had like really hurt me had found Jesus and communicated like forgiveness and everything. And that's how I ended up finding God. And so like, as an adult, it clicked on me. And I said, wait a minute, like I found Jesus because this happened to me, right? That abuse. And if that wouldn't have happened to me, not only I wouldn't have received Christ in my life, but 30 plus people who were baptized in Jesus' name and gave their life to God wouldn't have known Christ.
Mm. Because of that whole part of your history? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, like I cannot believe like it. I would have done it over. Of course, nobody says like that we would have wanted to get abused or anything, but my salvation, the salvation of other people, and really where we're at in life right now is worth it, because I'm not a victim anymore. In fact, I always say like, I don't really feel like the trauma from that. I feel the trauma from like, from home to home to home, and that unworthiness. It was like the after effects that I had to deal with and heal a lot more than the actual incident. Cause I believe God healed me when I found him.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. What a story. Thank you for just being willing to share that here, because I mean, I don't have to say it out loud, but like, I think that's the kind of thing that people want to hide and bury. Like you said earlier, like I've been hurt so deeply. And if I just put it under the rug, like maybe I won't have to feel it anymore. And I think you and I both know that that's not the case, that those things travel with us until the Lord heals them. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Talk about how did your dream of your business and She's Calling Confident, like how did that come to be, and like where are you in the process of it right now?
Oh, I love that question. Okay, so I gave you guys the background of like this broken little girl, right? And always having to compete for attention. Well, that followed me all the way to adulthood. And without even knowing it, I kept doing these cycles and honestly being like that hater girl. And I hate to say it that way, but that's the real. Like I would see stuff on social media and I would be that person like, I want that type of thing, right? The comparison. And I had graduated from with my social work degree, and I was working in child welfare, and I knew this is what I wanted to do for so long. But somehow when I started working 7-8 months down the line, something was off. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is off? And so I started venturing in network marketing, just trying to see like that fulfillment factor, right? Like I don't feel satisfied. What is going on? So I was going into identity crisis. And the more I was going into identity crisis, the more I was trying more stuff, getting nowhere. I ended up like the year of hell, I call it 2017, where God stripped me away from my career. He stripped me away from a lot of relationships. I was on the brink of bankruptcy, like really bad. My marriage was crumbling, but he had to strip all that away from me so that I could come face to face and rebuild my identity, and knowing that those are all titles, that that does not define who I am. I am the child of God and not what the world says I am. And that He was shifting my calling. He wired to focus on my family and then everything else. And so I had to really rebuild myself that year. And then that's when a Facebook ad popped in. So I like Facebook ads because that's how I ended up finding the online coaching space where I went into deeper healing with personal development. And it wasn't until like a year after my coaching business, God revealed to me my daughters deserve the best. And I knew He was calling me to serve the Christian population, which I did not want to because I was terrified. I was like, I'm not called to. This message is too out there. And then He gave me the name She's Called and Confident. And I knew the power of empowering Christian women of God, the power of sisterhood and unity. And if we like unite with one another, we could literally change this world upside down. And so that's kind of that where She's Called and Confident started, really birthed out of a lot of insecurities and pain. Where I'm at now, I run a program called the Calling Academy, where I help women unapologetically live out their calling, full of confidence and knowing who they are. I also am a host of the She's Called and Confident podcast, which you've been a guest, and which, by the way, that episode is popular.
Yay!
Right? And honestly, just leaning in on God, because obviously I have a lot of other dreams, writing books and stuff, but I want to lean in on God, because this is ultimately His business.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I think it's just so powerful to hear you talk about how this was birthed out of your own insecurities and pain, and that those things are not wasted and that God's using them. And just even your admitting that, and I'm sure what that looks like with the people that you work more closely with, that vulnerability opens others up to vulnerability. So that's really exciting that you said 1,000. Yeah, more than that. More women than that are going to be blessed by your work.
You're going to make me cry on your podcast. yeah, I did say 1,000. I feel like that's a benchmark I want to start, but ultimately God's going to lead it wherever He wants to.
For sure. Yeah. Well, and would you talk about kind of some of those insecurities and those fears and those struggles, the things that you've had to fight against and what that's looked like for you?
Absolutely. So I figured one of the fears that had a strong hold on me, because sometimes fear can be healthy. Fear is an emotion, you know, your brain's telling you like you're entering a unknown territory and it's trying to protect you. But the fear that cripples you, that's not from God, I think, I'll chime in on that. One of them was, what will people think? What are people going to say? Who does she think she is? And I think I wanted people's approval so bad because I was trying to fill an area of my life where I didn't feel valuable. I didn't feel worthy. And so people's approval was very important to me. People's perception was very important to me. And so that was part of the process where God had to take away my reputation, quote unquote, here, because I was holding on to it like it was my trophy. Like Yolanda, the social worker, like going out to the world, making this world a better place, on and on. But in reality, I had my own insecurities. I had my own stuff going on. God had to strip away and even allowed hardships to come my way and taint my name. Where I was like, no, this is not me. And how can this be? And all those resentments and everything. But ultimately, because that deep-rooted fear and insecurity of what other people thought of my status was my stronghold. And until that was stripped away and become one with God, then I was able to just really experience a breakthrough in the abundance. What I find now is I'm coming face to face and I ask God, do I have fear of success? Like, what is that all about? Because sometimes it's like, I know I trust in God wholeheartedly, but when it comes to up leveling and really embodying, right, that's what I preach and teach all the time. Somehow I find myself going to a certain level and making an excuse. And I was like, uh-oh. So it's really breaking that upper limit that I placed on myself and wholeheartedly activating my faith in Jesus and saying, this is what's going to happen because I'm the daughter of the living King.
Mm.
So those are the types of fears that I've struggled, the two big ones that I could think of.
Yeah. And so are there any like stories of scripture or verses that you have really connected to in battling some of those fears?
Yeah, absolutely. The first one that pops in my mind, Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And the person listening to this podcast right now, I want to invoke like healing, hope, that your dream does not, like, it's not dead. Like, you can revive that in Jesus' name. If God has given you that desire, if God has given you that dream, it's for a powerful reason. And embracing every season that you are in. And just like the scripture is saying, you need to have confidence in God that he's going to complete everything that he's poured inside of you and everything that he's revealed to you. I want to share another story, a short one. 2017, I tried to start a nonprofit rescuing women and children from human trafficking. Within a few months, I had to shut it down. And I was angry and asking God, did I get it wrong? Like, all I want to do is my heart's work. Like, what is going on? And I was just in very frustration. Everything that I was starting was not working. And it just left me even more frustrated. Last year, towards the end of the year, I was at home. I woke up one day and I felt this impulse to get on Indeed.com. And that's a website where jobs are. And I'm like, I'm not even looking for a job. I'm fine where I am. I love my business. I love my freedom. But I felt an impulse. So I got on there. The first job that popped in was a bilingual program manager for a human trafficking agency that I know of.
Oh my gosh.
And I felt the impulse to apply. But again, I wasn't looking for a job, but I just decided to apply just because, and I got the position. And I was left there like, what does this mean, God? And he reminded me of 2017, and I told him, did I get it wrong? What did I do? Because you revealed that this was my calling, that you revealed I'm about to cry. And I had told you, all I want to do is my heart's work. And I was mad at him. And here I am, very happy with my life, thinking like, okay, I'll just donate money. And he's like, no, 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 no. I'm calling you to build an agency in a small community filled of Spanish-speaking people because I had showed you this a few years ago. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so it's like, he's going to complete it until the very end. What he has revealed to you, the listener right now, trust in God's timing.
Totally. Okay, wait. So you got the job and you're doing the job too.
I am. I'm a program manager. I run my business. I'm in youth ministry.
Girl, you are busy.
Yeah.
That's amazing though. I mean, I think that's such a great story of, we think we know the path. You know, we get this inclination or this passion, this calling or whatever, you know, word you might attach to it. And the path is going to look different than we assume, almost always, right? Because God's ways are higher than ours and his thoughts are higher than ours. And we can't even conceive what he has planned for us. And so what a sweet, like, I know it didn't feel sweet to you in 2017 when you had to shut that down, but for him to kind of open a door that you didn't expect, to be able to love and serve and care for people that you have a passion for. I love that. Nothing is impossible, right?
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. And it's a real testament of living a godly life, because you could have multiple callings operating all at one time. If God has trusted you because you're a good steward of your time, your resources, it's more than possible for him to be calling you multiple roles. And that's what I found myself a little confused. Like, where does this leave my podcast? Where does this leave it? But you know, with God, all things are possible. And at the moment, this, you know, that's my life. And I love it. I'm really happy where I'm at.
Yeah. And you're also reminding me too, that, we don't have to be the ones to start it, like whatever it is, you know, it, and I feel like there's a lot of things already begun, like the work is already going. And so for the dreamer out there who's felt like, if it's not me starting it, then it's not a dream. It's like, no, you can jump on somebody else's train and, you know, and avoid that beginning uphill front. Doesn't mean it's not going to be uphill later, but it's a great reminder that we don't always have to be the one to initiate the thing, to launch it, you know, that we can join in something else God is already doing through other people.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And I think it was more of my ego trip that I got this vision. I got this impulse. Let's start this, right? My go-getterness. And without actually, it's like, wait a minute, is this a time where you're supposed to start something? All you felt was you were called to make an impact in that population. Your drive, your skills, your natural personality just jumped the gun and started something. Absolutely. And that's what I try to do now. Like when I see causes, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not even going to try to create a program for that. I'd rather like support somebody and do that.
That's such a great reminder. It's such a great reminder because it isn't all on us. If when it's all on us, we're getting kind of caught up in, you know, it's so easy to go down that road of like, if I'm not doing it, it's not going to happen. It's like, well, no. God's got his hands in it. And we can just look for those like open windows and open opportunities. I love it. Yolanda, I want you to talk about your Activate Your Calling planner so that the listeners get a chance to get a hold of that if that's something they could use.
Oh, absolutely. So why I created this planner, because I've noticed that the women attracted to the She's Called and Confident brand love the stationaries, the pins, the stickers, the planners and all that stuff. And I really wanted to focus on giving something of value that you could implement right away, that you don't have to possibly like pay an expensive program. Like you could start getting results right now with the calling that God has placed inside of your life. So this planner really takes you on a journey of first understanding what a calling is and a purpose is, because sometimes those two get intertwined and like, what is the difference, right? So that planner takes you through that journey of clarifying that, and also then zones in on your specific skills, on your specific strengths, on your desires that God has given you. And once you really get that, then you could just really create a small actionable plan. But not only that, this is one of my favorite parts of the planner. I actually have a time blocker in there, because if there's one thing I've learned in this journey is that you need to measure how much time this calling, this activity is going to take away. Because for every yes, there's going to be a no somewhere else. You need to see everything that's on your plate. I'm a multi-passionate woman, but I don't indulge in all my passions because, oh my gosh.
How could you, right?
Right? And I'm sure a lot of the listeners might be multi-passionate. You have to make decisions on what are you going to put on your plate and what could wait for later. And so that time blocker is a reality check. Is like, where's your time going? If you work at an 8-to-5 job, you better put that 8 to 5 hours. And how much time realistically can you dedicate to your dream, to your passion, to your calling? And then from that is where you kind of start taking actions and implementing what it is that God has called you to do.
What a great tool. That's so true too. And everything takes longer than you think. Having a podcast takes a lot longer than you think. For sure. Oh, Yolanda, this has been so fun. And I feel like every time we chat like this, I get to know you a little bit better and your dream and the work that you're doing. And it's just a thrill to be a partner with you in this space of connecting with Christian women who have a God-shaped dream. So thanks for the work that you're doing and for sharing your story.
Absolutely, Merit. And, you know, I would have to say this is somewhat, when you invited me on the podcast, I'm kind of like, my little girl inside was all excited because you were one of the first podcasts I started listening to when I started discovering the online space. And so just to be on here, it feels like a full circle moment because these were one of my first initial personal development resources that I had. And it's just, I feel an honor being here with you.
Oh, that is so sweet. I'm not sure I knew that. Well, tell us where we can find that planner you talked about, where we can connect with you.
Well, I'll go ahead and share a link with you so you could share with your listeners, but also they could visit shescalledinconfident.com/planner. And really easy, you just type in your name, your email, and then it will be emailed to you.
Sweet. All right. And you're also on Instagram. People can come listen to your podcast. Any place else we should find you?
Absolutely. My favorite place to hang out is my podcast, She's Called Inconfident. I have my Facebook group community, which you could find on Facebook, and also Instagram at She's Called Inconfident.
Sweet. Okay. Well, before we say goodbye, can you just kind of, I'm taking a deep breath because I feel like I need that, but as you look back on these years that God has been revealing the dream to you and you've been saying yes to the different steps he's placed in front of you, how has he transformed you from who you were before She's Called Inconfident?
Wow. I hope I could capture it as best that I can. I could definitely tell you I'm a completely different person from that insecure, wanting to compete for attention, very scarce girl that if somebody else had the attention, I would be like, what about me, right? To a cheerleader, to other women of God in their calling. That's like the physical transformation, internally feeling completely healed and whole. And a woman, honestly, on a huge mission to make a difference in the lives of other women, to impact this next generation, shine the light of God like never before. And ultimately, we can't do it alone. We need one another. And we need one another as sister, as a community. And so with that being said, I just feel like this whole transformation has really made me open-minded about how God speaks to different people, how God operates in different people, and just to always lean in on God when you're like operating too much on flesh, how to bounce back to God easier. Because I found that before I was just like operating, but now it's easier for me to like detect, like, wait a minute, I'm on the go a lot. Like, I need my spiritual resources. I need to be connected with my Father again. And so that has helped drastically.
Thanks for listening today. Don't let the conversation end here. Let's connect over in the Devoted Dreamers Insiders Group on Facebook. We're building a sweet community of dreamers so no one has to walk this road alone. You can find the group at bit.ly/dreamergroup. I'll see you in there.